We are gathered here today for a Let's Be Honest episode after this bitch done had a baby. We did it. I was going to start singing Dora. I'm not going to do myself like that. But what I do? What is going on, Grand Rising? Good afternoon. How's it going? What it be like? What go down for all my, you know what I'm saying, ghetto folks? What's up? I know I sound delightful for after having a baby. Shout out to me. We are 2 weeks postpartum. Okay. Shout out to you, girl. What's up? Shout out to the postpartum. If you're probably going to hear my little baby in the back. Yes, you are. You sure are. That's what we're going to do. You want to know why? Because I'm a fucking realist. And at the end of the day, say hello to Shalom. At the end of the day, I don't want to put any false expectations out there as if my fucking life is together. I mean, my fucking life is together after this baby, but I just want it to be real. Y'all know me. I don't give a fuck about none of this fake shit that oh, my life is so great, Sophie. I mean, my life is great. Let me put that out there. Since having this beautiful sunshine of mine, my life is for sure great. But we're not gonna fake it. I just finished fucking cooking for my family. I have to still bathe him, take a shower for myself, sit in some fucking lavender oil and Dr. Bronner's. I still have a 12-year-old homework, okay? Making sure she do what she's supposed to do. Listen, my life is busy, but one thing I know about myself is I have to do things that make me happy, and obviously my podcast makes me happy, and so I would not be who I am if I decided to just really sit back and take time away. And so if it's in my spirit and it's calling me, I'm gonna definitely talk about it, and I'm here for it, and I know y'all here for it. And men, do not look at me crazy, because I know y'all looking at the topic like, what is this bitch talking about? I'm gonna for sure do a part two on delusional good women, okay? And yeah, we're just gonna hop into it just like that. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for allowing me this time to birth my son. Thank you for coming back and still participating and listening to me and pumping me up and pushing me up. I love y'all just as much as y'all love me. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Welcome to the gorgeous, talented, and non-soft spoken Black Girls Podcast of Let's Be Honest Podcast. Your favorite podcaster is not only here to be honest her way, but to speak on true self-awareness as well as speaking for the culture. Welcome your host, Ms. Brianna's.
Okay, so boom. I'm not even going to waste any time. The delusional good man. Me and my spouse actually had a conversation about the name overall. Because he's like, when I kind of told him what I was talking about, he's like, you shouldn't call the man delusional. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like, especially in today's society, a lot of men really feel like they're great men and that they bring really awesome qualities to the table when it comes to a relationship. And so, like, this doesn't fall in saying, like, you're great, you're not great in your friendships, or you're just not a great human. This particular topic I'm speaking on is strictly in relationships. I hear a lot of people speak in spaces of like, I'm a good person. Yeah, like, you could be a great person. It just doesn't mean that you're a good person for that particular person, you know? And so I feel like a lot of times we get shit misconstrued and we think that just because we're a good person that someone should be with you, or that, you know, someone doesn't know your worth because they don't appreciate these particular qualities within you. Does not mean that you're a bad person, but I just feel like some way, somehow, a lot of men have gotten into this space that a good man is just the provider. And I'm actually here to kind of shut that down. And then there are going to be men
that hear this portion and they're like, oh yeah, I know I give way more than just the provider side. And I'm going to go into it from the woman's perspective in regards to like how you get to, yeah, like you're a provider, but how we need you more emotionally, how we need you more physically, how we need you more sexually, like how we look at things as women. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe not all women. I can't speak for all women, but I think I can probably speak for majority of women when I say that there are a lot of men out here that really think that they're good men in relationships, and I'm here to shut that down. Again, men, don't feel no type of way. Don't take this shit personally. A lot of what I'm explaining is from a woman's perspective, and I think it is good for you to hear, because what I'm realizing, especially when it comes out to relationships, is that like even friendships, right? Not even just, you know, but like it's always good to hear things from a third party's perspective. A lot of times I know when you're speaking to your spouse, you always feel like I'm right, she's wrong, or she feels like she's right, you're wrong. And it's always good, you know, as if you're in therapy or you can speak to a third party to say, right? And when I say speak to a third party, I'm standing from a standpoint of from all aspects, right? There's always three sides to a story. So I'm not just talking about you talking to your homeboy and you telling him your perspective from your side. And he's like, yeah, bro, I agree with you. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a third party that can actually like understand and look at everything 360. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really hard to do. So like listening to me, men, would kind of probably help you out in your relationship to say, oh, I understand what Bri is talking about. My woman has probably been saying this to me for a long time. I didn't understand what she was saying because she's explaining it a different way. People have different styles of communication. People have different ways of being able to verbalize like how they feel. Like, so just bear with me, man, as I kind of go through this spectrum of the delusional good man. Again, don't hang tight on to the delusional part, because I'm not trying to say you're crazy, but I do believe that there are some men out here that think that they're really great ass fucking men in relationships, and sometimes they be chumps. And I'm just here to kind of set the record straight. All right, so as always, excuse my voice. I don't know, like I haven't had my tea or anything like that. I recorded my intro obviously like a while ago. And I finally just got back to the space of being able to fully record, you know, in my sacred space, in my quiet time. So here I am. So please excuse me if I sound different from my intro. All right. So as always, I think that if you ask a woman, right, you come out, you ask a woman, what is a good man to you? A lot of times women, we may stay in the same space of what a good man is. If you're talking to an in-depth woman, she of course may go off of surface level and explain what a good man is. You know, I knew for me, you know, and I can only speak from my spectrum. Before I met my spouse, I had dated different dudes. I had been in relationships with different dudes. I had homeboys that were just actually just friends, you know, nothing more, nothing else happened outside of that. But I heard them talk about their relationship. I heard them talk about, you know, just we've had in-depth conversations. And I can tell you the top three things that I knew I needed from a man before I got into my current relationship. My first one was spiritual wise, you know, where was he with Yahweh? You know, where did he fully stand? Did he have a foundation in regards to his relationship with Yah? Was he, you know, did he have faith? I knew that was something big for me. A second thing for me was also not even, you know, work ethic wise. I think that kind of comes with the territory when it comes with the man. I don't know, not one woman that just wants a man that just sits around and is a bum, or who doesn't have any hustle inside of him, or who, you know, and we're not talking about like, you know, I don't know. This bus driver shit just popped up in my head, obviously. If you haven't seen or whatever, Iyanla Van Zant, asked a lady, would she date a guy who was a bus driver? Like, I don't know, a bus driver, he may be great for another bus driver and they may make it work and they could pay off their debt. Like, I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with that, but just depending on what type of woman you ask, right? But like his work ethic has to be, you know, up to par. He has to have some type of hustle within him. You know, he doesn't have to be a fucking millionaire, but God damn it. You know what I'm saying? And I know some women will say, bitch, well, I need me a millionaire. Okay, well, baby, that's you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate a decent, great man who does not have to be a millionaire. Now, if we can get this money together and be millionaires, then that's a totally different conversation if we can do it together. But a lot of times I looked at his work ethic. You know, what does he bring to the table with that? Can he be a go-getter? Because I know for myself, I'm a slight go-getter. I like to go and get things. I like to accomplish certain things. So those were certain attributes that I looked at. So where he was at with Yahweh, his work ethic. And then I think just overall, like what he... this one is huge for me now, especially for my spouse. So, like, what he left as an imprint on the world. A lot of women don't look at that, right? And it's not just how nice he is to people. You know, is he contributing to kids' lives? Does he make an impact on people when he can sit down and have a conversation with him? And not just on no fraud ass surface level shit, right? Like, what are you doing for the world today? Like, those things are important to me, because I know for me and myself, what I do and what I impact on a day-to-day basis or every week for you guys. So it's like, those three things are really huge for me, and I knew I needed those great qualities in a man before I move forward. Now, most women may say, I want a 6'1 nigga. You know, most women may say he got to be a six-figure nigga. Most women may say, you know what I'm saying, he got to have a six-inch penis, okay? Like, yes, like, those things are great. But, like, a nigga could be 6'1 and treat you like fucking trash. You know what I'm saying? A nigga could be a six-figure nigga and cheat on you consistently. And some women may say, well, baby, I'm getting the money, so I ain't really tripping about me being cheated on. And baby girl, that's you. To me, that's emotional. Unless you're open to some type of poly, and you can, and even when I speak on poly relationships, we're not talking about him just doing his thing, right? Like, if I think about poly, baby, I'm going to need you to not only have the money, absolutely, if we're talking about poly, but I'm going to need you to be able to help with these kids. I'm going to need you to come get these kids to take them to their soccer games, okay? I'm going to need you to come up in here. I'm going to need you to cook. You feel what I'm saying? If we talk about poly, baby, we're going to talk about it, but that's a different conversation for a different day. Because if I speak on it, I'm going to really fucking speak on it. We ain't talking about your man just out here fucking on different women because he don't know how to control his sexual desires, okay? We ain't talking about that. So, okay. You got that six-figure nigga, but he cheating on you consistently, okay? And you got this long, dragging dick-ass nigga, but baby, he's emotionally abusive, okay? Baby, he don't take care of his kids. Baby, he don't even cook for you. Baby, he don't even know how to lift a pot or a finger. Hello? 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 Is this fucking thing on? Oh, yeah, y'all thought it was a game when I came back after this, baby. Listen, I've been walking around telling people, baby, two kids that made me a better woman. Hello? Better ask about me. So look, so a lot of times if you ask a woman, like, what is a good woman, what is a good man to her? She's going to give you what she feels is a good man. Some women prive off of what their dad was to them. Some women prive off of the raggedy niggas she's had in the past. I'm sorry, raggedy niggas. Some women prive off of, you know, what they see off a movie. Some women prive off of what they homegirls date. Listen, it could be whatever. Man, just make sure when you're asking what a good man is that you fall into those qualities. And if you feel like one out of three of those you don't fall into, I may ask you to bad. What? Get her 50 feet. Okay? Especially if she's a great quality woman. We ain't talking about Sharkeisha in them. Shout out to Sharkeisha. She gonna get there. She gonna get there. She on her journey. Bad. What? Give me 50 feet. Okay? All right, so what we're speaking about in Spectrum when it comes to a good man in this particular podcast, in this particular version of what I'm speaking of, okay? To bring together a good definition of a good man, one shall say, is a man who always considers his actions and acts in a good and just manner, okay? So that means what you do in a bitch face in front of her, you'll do in a bitch face behind her back, okay? Like, we ain't talking about, I'm out here sneaking and digging, but you know what I'm saying? We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. And this, you know, this will fall for everybody. I hate to, like, be the bearer of bad news, but women, we could definitely do some sneaky shit, of course, behind a nigga back too, right? And then be two-face-fold in his face, right? So I don't want the man to be like, she just making on me and she drinking. I'm not. I promise I'm not. So, again, the definition of a good man says there's a man who always considers his actions and acts in a good and just manner, okay? Also, a good man acts in virtue and derives his happiness and pleasure from that virtue, okay? So we have a man that is prudent, you know, who is virtuous. And just, you know what I'm saying? Like, he thinks about his actions, you know what I'm saying? I love a man who's, like, considerate of everything and everyone before he makes decisions, especially, like, when he gets into a relationship. A lot of times I feel like as individuals, we are prone to just making our own decisions, and that's great and that's dandy. But coming into a relationship, like, you know, I ask my spouse all the time, he gonna kill me. Cause, you know, I always have to, that's what I only can relate to. I've been with a man forever now. But, like, I always kind of ask the question, like, what type of relationship do you want? You know, do you want a dictatorship or do you want a partnership? Now, ladies that's listening, you gonna know what type of man you have when you meet him. Because if a man wants a dictatorship, he's going to be, i.e., very much controlling. On top of he not going to think he controlling. He going to think he doing what's right for him. And that's okay for him. But i.e., from the woman's side, he's going to be, i.e., very much so controlling. He's going to want to control everything you do, everything you say, how you dress, how you look, how you turn your motherfucking head, what you do on social media. Like, and not to say again, ladies, like, I'll go into this in part two, but a man who just wants to control everything, bitch, I want a high jump and you got to ask how high. No. But then you also have that partnership to where you guys are working together, to where there are no rules as to this is strictly what you do and this is strictly what I do. I feel like having a partnership is very important. Someone that you can truly work with, someone that you can truly sit down and say, this is what it is. This is how we're going to go about it. And then also understanding that, like, just because you guys don't agree on one particular thing, being able to compromise is very huge to me. You know what I'm saying? So to me, that's a partnership. Dictatorship, bitch, you have no nothing. You have no say-so in anything. You do exactly what this person says, how they fucking say it. And if you do it outside of wrong, just understand there are going to be some consequences behind that. He's going to make you suffer in some type of way. So that's why it's important to ask too, ladies. Dictatorship or a partnership? Some men require a dictatorship, and that's okay. It's nothing wrong with that. You just have to understand whether that'll be something that works for you or not. And only you know that, okay? So, I say this with conviction, and I hear a lot of men, you know, especially now, and I'll dive deep into it as to why. A lot of men, not all men, believe that a good man is just a provider only. And I can see why they may feel like that, especially now with ladies, like, you know, women especially, you know, it's, if it ain't about the money, you know what I'm saying? I need a man to be able to pay all my bills. I need a man to be able to do this. I need a man to, especially when it comes down to monetary things, you know, or what it was back in the day for our grandparents, or our great grandparents, well, where the women were staying at home and, you know, the men were bringing home the bacon, as they quotation say. And I do know, and I do understand why a lot of men say, like, I'm a provider. I need to provide this in order. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, that's all we look for. But I will say that is a chunk of majority. Like, yes, I do think that women would appreciate, even if she makes her own money. I feel like a good man, to me, bear me out, hear me out, ladies. No matter how much money you make, women, a good man doesn't care about how much money you make. Because if he cares about how much money you make, you need to understand that he just might be the beta in that. Like, a man could appreciate a good woman with a side hustle. I think a man can appreciate a woman that, you know, can bring her own to the table prior to him. But a really great man does not care about how much money you make, boo-boo. And if he does, you may need to run. The opposite fucking way. So, yes, men, being a provider is great. And I'm here to tell you that there are women out here that don't need you or qualify for you to take care of all of the bills, especially if she makes all her, you know, good money. I think that if she's willing to come to the table and depending on what your situation is and she's willing to help out, allow her to help out. You know what I'm saying? If that's something that she wants to do. But if you got it and you could take care of all of it and you're not complaining about it, you're not mad that she's sticking money over to the side, you're not mad, like, because I know men like that. They're like, I'm the provider. But then they get mad when the woman is saving money. Or they get mad when, and when we say saving money, I'm not talking about just saving money for her. Because, like, I feel like a woman can save money and it could be for the entire family. And a lot of times, like, men feel like, oh, she's just doing shit for her just in case, you know, whatever. I don't think like that, right? That woman, if she's a solid woman, she's taking care of everything and everything for everybody. It's not just about her, right? So, like, okay, yeah, you're the provider, but, like, you feel some type of way that she got money or she's spending stuff on stuff or, you know, like, I don't know. That those are things or kinks that I feel like as a couple you have to work out. But it's not just about being a provider, men. Women need you emotionally. Women need you physically. Women need you sexually. You know what I'm saying? Like, and as I say all of this, this is not to say, like, we want you to be perfect at all. You're human at the end of the day, and you're going to fall on shortcomings. But, like, at what point do you say, like, being a provider is not just going to be enough? Being a provider is cool and all, but if you aren't satisfying her emotionally, because we are emotionally equipped women, Yahweh created us this way. If you are emotionally giving her what she needs and you feel like she's always in quotation complaining, then you got to figure out, you got to tap into what you can do to be emotionally available for her. A lot of y'all, I'm going to tell y'all what y'all do. Y'all see the woman y'all want, y'all go after her. A lot of y'all, when y'all go after her because you really want her and you really desire her, you go after her so hard, baby. I'm talking about you having long, in-depth conversations. You courting her. You taking her out. You buying her flowers, baby. I saw a TikTok the other day, this black man. He was like, ways, things to do to a woman before y'all go on y'all first date. He's talking about paying for her nails and shit. He's talking about sending her lunch money. Just like all, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what y'all do. Y'all giving game. Okay. Okay, I see it. So, like, y'all motherfucking going hard, then kingdom come. Okay, you doing everything under the motherfucking sun. You texting her good morning. You texting her to have a good day. You texting her good night. You doing long ass FaceTimes. You doing date nights. You bringing her around the bros. You going hard than a bitch. And then you get her. Hear me out. Hear me out, man. Hear me out. Okay, follow me. Follow me. Focus. Listen to what I'm saying. You get her. And you forget all of that shit you was doing in the beginning. And let me not even say all of that. I do hear some men that say, well, I had to do that to get you. If you're one of those men, I'm here to tell you, you lame as fuck for that. I'm going to hurt your feelings. Because effort goes a long fucking way continuously. That's like you meet shorty and y'all hit it off and everything is perfect. You did everything under the sun for her. You got her. She was over here. It's finna get real explicit. She was over here sucking the fuck out your dick. Okay. She was out here fucking you. She was cowgirl. She was doing everything under the sun. We talk about sexually because that's how men focus. That's how y'all think, right? She was over here doing, you like, oh, I ain't never had this before. She out here sucking, ducking, doing everything, toes, whatever. And all of a sudden, one day, she decides to stop. And then you're like, baby, hold up. What's going on, baby? Like, you don't even do what you don't even do that thing you do no more. And she look at you and she was like, well, shit, I had to do what I had to do to get you. Baby. And she said she don't want to do that shit no more. That's exact. Man, y'all following me? Y'all following me? Come on, baby. Come on. Focus. Yeah, pick your head up. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that feels like. See, ladies, sometimes you got to get on the men level, understand, like, why did it? Yeah, she ain't sucking and fucking you the way she was no more. You trying to figure out why. She look at you in your face and she tell you, well, shit, I just did that to get you. Can you imagine how we feel as women? That you do all of that courting, you do all of those, you know, having those great conversations, you're communicating. And we sitting over here like, ooh, girl, he a good communicator, girl. He just opened up. He just talking to me about everything. Ooh, girl, yeah, he go to church, girl, every Sunday. Yep, yeah, by himself. Ooh, girl, every time I go to his house, girl, his house is clean as fuck. Then y'all move in together. And then he can't even fucking pick up a broom. Hello? Ooh, wait, man, focus. Listen to me. You get comfortable. And that's okay, because I believe women get comfortable too. I can talk about it. We walk around this bitch with our bonnet on. Let me tell you something. Let me make it. So y'all know I done dropped this baby, okay? And as I've dropped this baby, you know, like, I'm around the house a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Like, not a lot more, because obviously I work from home. But I'm around the house a lot more. You know what I'm saying? And so it's so funny. Like, I had to kind of, I had to switch the shit up because I know I was walking around the house. I don't wear mumus. I wear like the little silk things or whatever. But like, you know, like I was wearing a big t-shirt. Like, I had just had a fucking baby. And obviously, like, my man wasn't like too hell bent on like, Brittany, why the fuck you look like that? But like, I had to switch it up. And it was so funny. We got dressed Sunday and we went to church and he came. It was so freaking funny. I had got dressed first and he came in the room and he was like, ooh. And it was just so funny. He was like, oh, okay. You ready for church. You. And sometimes you got ladies, like, we get comfortable. And our men forget how we look. And so sometimes you got to switch it up. Like, so as I'm getting on the men's ass, ladies, I'm going to definitely get on us too. We cannot get out here and get super comfortable. And I think that that's normal. Especially, I can only imagine if you've been with somebody for like 15, 16 years. But baby, you got to spice it up. What you did to get that woman or what you did to get that man, baby, you got to stay on track, good man. You got to stay on track. You can't just out here and say, all right, I'm done. I got her. What's the point of me doing that? No. And I'm not saying that just because you stop doing these things does not make you a good man. But I do believe that it makes you lame as fuck. Like, you can't, like, is, I guess my question to you is that truly who you are, or did you just do that to get her? And if that's not truly who you are, then you motherfucking bamboozled her. Because any woman desires that. Any woman appreciates those things. So if you just stop doing that, and those were like her love languages, and those were things that she fell in, that, you know, you did those things to her to allow her to fall in love with you, and that's not truly who the fuck you are as a man, you got to look deeper in yourself. Because you just really much like, you just catfished a bitch because you just wanted her, and you looked on TikTok and saw all these wonderful things to do for a woman, but now you have her and you don't do that for her in that space. Now you're trying to figure out why the fuck she complaining. Now you're trying to figure out why the fuck she always got that goddamn bonnet on her head. Now you're trying to figure out why she out here mesmerized about other niggas. And I'm not saying like that's the right thing to do, ladies. But I'm saying, man, you just coming home thinking I'm providing. You saying, well, I'm not cheating on her, so I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm a good man. Hello, mother. Somebody ring the motherfucking alarm. Y'all hear the birds chirping? They speaking for y'all. Just because you're not cheating on your woman does not mean that it does not put you in the category as overall you're a great man. Because just because you aren't cheating, you could be falling short in other spaces. Okay? Do you hit her? Are you emotionally abusive? Are you involved with her children? Are you a great father to your children in the house? Are you helping her around the house? Is she not dog-ass tired? Does she not have to fucking go to work from 8 to 5 and come home and cook and clean for you and your kids? Like, it comes... Listen, when we think about a good man overall, it comes with more than just bringing home the fucking bacon. We're in 2023. So I ask you to ask yourself, men, focus. I know some of you are like, bitch, I am not a dog. Stop talking to me like that. I'm sorry. Focus. For real though. You got to ask yourself, are you in a dictatorship or a partnership? What do you desire, man, from a relationship? What is it that you want? Do you desire a woman who listens to your everything and every word? Do you appreciate? I heard a man say like, yo, like I want a woman to have a hustle about her. If she ain't out here making her own money, I don't want it. I don't want that because I don't want her to depend on me. I want her to have her own mind. And then I hear a man say, I just want a submissive woman that listens to everything that I say. She don't go nowhere without asking me. What type of man are you? And I think that's a great question to ask yourself as a man. What does your foundation look like as a man for yourself? Because if your foundation is solid, whatever woman you run into, she gonna fall right in place of that. Hello? She gonna fall right in place of it. I will say too, even... If we're looking at the totality of a good man, you know, a good man will do everything to make you feel safe, secure, wanted, and loved. And that's at all times. And I'm not saying like women, we looking for this 24/7 because that's not it. A lot of times as women, we got to be able to love ourselves. Because if we don't love ourselves as women, we're looking for our men to pour into us what we should actually be pouring into ourselves. And I don't, again, that's a different conversation for a different day. But a lot of times we're mad at our men because they're not giving us, right? Or maybe they are giving us like the little things that they did at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's not as drastic. Sure. Cool. But like they're still giving us flowers once a month. They're still taking us out on dates. You guys are still having personal time with you guys, you know, outside of the kids. You know, he comes home maybe once a week or twice a week. He's cooking for you. Like those little things still fucking matter, right? But like at the same time, man, I will tell you that a woman does want to feel safe. What that looks like, feeling safe is not feeling egg on her face. It's feeling like you can protect her. If someone bombards in the house today, who picking up the gun? You or her? Who's protecting the household? You or her? Or maybe it's both of y'all. That's what safety looks like to her. Feeling safe. If she lost her job, if she got into a car wreck, are you able to hold down the household? Are you able to hold down the fort? Right? That's what feeling safe looks like to a woman. Feeling secure, knowing that you're not here or you're not allowing another woman to step into her place or step into a position. If this is what you guys agreed to at the beginning, you're in a monogamous relationship, not allowing another woman to step onto her toes and say, your man in my DMs, your man sending me hard eyes all day. Your man is texting me. Hello? Your man is playing in your face, but not playing in mine. He really wants me though. You're just a safe option. That is what feeling secure is like, men. wanted on a day-to-day basis. Y'all gotta quit. I know that Instagram is there. I know that TikTok is there. I know that Facebook is there. I know that these dating apps are there. I know that these porno sites are there. Like, if I highly speak on porno, I do feel like pornography allows for you to visualize sex in a way that your spouse may not even be on that level, right? If she wasn't sucking and fucking and ducking you like that in the beginning, and she just gives you that normal intimacy that, you know, you appreciate and that it meets your expectations, I feel like pornography does things to our psyche that puts us in a space that it has to be like this all the time, or she has to look like this. Because if you're looking at big booty bitches all day and big titty bitches all day, and your woman that you, I don't want to use the word settle, but your woman that you're with does not look like that, that means to me, as a woman, and I'm sure other women may feel like this, you may be you're fantasizing about other women on social media that is not, you know what I'm saying, what is equipped in your woman. And that could put you in an unsafe space as a man to be tempted. And because we all fall short, right? But to be tempted to be like, damn, you know, this bitch, she got a BBL. Shout out to the BBL woman. This woman, I got a BBL. Is she looking good? Damn, her ass fast. She working out, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. And even if your woman is, because I can sit here and say, listen, Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Hello? Allegedly. Right. My son said allegedly. Mama, you got to say allegedly. So like, you know what I'm saying? So baby, you can have all your shit together and that man still, if his foundation ain't fair, baby, if his foundation a little rocky, baby, you know what I'm saying? Just follow me, ladies. Follow me. Okay. And not to say that men can't cheat, not to say that, like, I'm setting the bar kind of high right now, but like, again, men fall short, women fall short, but at the same time, men, like, y'all gotta stop. When a woman wants to feel wanted, baby, like, all eyes needs to be on her. You gotta make her feel secure in the spaces she in. If she just had a baby, not me, but if she just had a baby, like, right, men, if you're listening, if your woman just had a baby, like, you should be doing your best to make sure, like, okay, if y'all were doing certain things before the relationship or before the baby, like, what can you do to make her feel like herself again? What can you do to upgrade her? What can you do make her feel secure and wanted, and show that she's appreciated and show that she's still loved, being that her body doesn't look how her body looked initially, right? If your woman is going through a depressive state, you never know, right? Postpartum is weird. It's crazy. And I'll speak on that on another episode. Like, you never fucking know. So it's like, what are you doing as a good man to be there, to be supportive of her, to make sure that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you are contributing to her, because I guarantee you, if you have a good man, listen to me, if you have a good, solid, quality woman, she will also push those same attributes back into you if you also needed that. Hello? She will push that same vibe into you, okay? She will push that same loving into you that you provide into her. And I think a lot of men don't understand that. You know, it's more than just being a provider. It's more than just saying, well, I'm not cheating. It's more than just saying, like, oh, well, I go do this once a month. Listen, you got to stay up to par. Just like you would want for her to stay up to par. If you looking at your woman looking bummy every fucking day, she'll never do her makeup, she'll never, all those things she was giving you in the beginning, she don't get at, that's what we talking about. So in your mind, not to say she's not a great woman or she's not a good woman, but it's like, baby, you falling off. How can I help you get back to this space? Or baby, do you even want to be back in that space? Is that something that you desire anymore? Communicating is huge to be a good man. A lot of y'all communicate in the beginning and then forget what it's like in the relationship. And maybe things transpired in the relationship to, you know, to where you say, hey, I'm not comfortable anymore in this. But it's still going to require some form of communication. We can't read your mind, baby. We can't read your mind. We can't read your mind. We don't know all the things you desire. Yes, we know you to a certain degree. But at what point? But at what point are you going to say to yourself, like, I have to communicate this to my person, because if I don't communicate this, how is she going to know? And then you wonder why 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, hell, even 15 years down the line, she not giving you what you desire no more. She got a weak ass attitude. You know what I'm saying? She going out, she living her life, living my life like a skeleton. Okay. And you trying to figure out what the fuck happened. Well, you stopped communicating. where you stop taking her on dates. And again, this doesn't qualify you to not be in the good man category. What it qualifies you as is you stopped being what you said that you were at the beginning. And whether that was really truly you or not, you got to really ask yourself that. Because if that wasn't true from the beginning, then you got to figure out who you are now. And then if you knew that wasn't you from the beginning, and now you mad every time Shorty bring it up, now you mad every time Shorty got something to say, now you like, oh, you always complaining, and now you gaslighting, and now you being narcissistic to her because you're like, oh, you da-da-da-da-da-da. Are you truly really that good man that you said you were? Because it takes work. Anything that you want takes work. If everything was easy, baby, everybody would have it. Everybody would be skinny with a fucking six-pack and fucking millionaires. If you want your life to be motherfucking easy, you got to do hard things. And those hard things mean communicating, even if it's not what you desire. Those hard things mean being able to have those conversations. Baby, you know what? You're not sexually giving me what I desire anymore, so I go to this to be able to get this. Okay, hello? Oof. Those hard things mean giving up certain things, okay? Being able to compromise, helping her around the house. It takes more. But I also saw a video where sis was like, oh, this man was this. He was compassionate. He was this. He was that. He was X, Y, Z. He did all the things that I needed. But, you know, he just didn't meet those criteria for me. Again, it goes back to the saying, I have met really, really great men. And just because you're a great man to the world and to everything else does not mean that you're a great man to me. And I think a lot of people need to understand that. I mean, that goes for you. You can meet a lot of great women. A lot of great women, I know, you know, they have degrees or they're making really great money or they're really great mothers or they really take care of themselves health-wise. They're in the gym. But there are certain things, there are certain, you know, assets about them that just aren't certain things that you desire. And you can come in all day and be like, I'm going to change this person. I can change this. You're not changing nothing or nobody, baby. You're not. So you genuinely have to figure out, like, when it comes to you being a great man, what attributes do you bring to the relationship? Take the money out. If you had to take the money away from you, what would you what would you say about yourself? If you had to take materialistic stuff away, what would you say about yourself? Who are you? What qualifies you to be a really great man to the woman that's a great woman to you? You see what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like sometimes I feel like men live in la la land, or they're delusional to what a good man truly is, or we've been lied to for so long, or we've learned behavior on what a good man is because of the role models that were in our life prior to us, or not prior to us, but while we were young, and now we feel like this is what a good man is. That's not always true, baby. So I encourage you, when you think about a good man or what, ask yourself who you truly are as a good man. Ask your woman, baby, am I a good man to you? Especially if y'all been together for a while. Ask her that. Give her that leverage and see what she says. Give her that leverage and see what she says. People avoid the truth because they are afraid that it will destroy their illusions. And a lot of us have illusions. A lot of us have things that, you know, we think we are, but that's just not who we are. And it's hard to face reality. It's hard to face the man in the mirror. But baby, once you do, a lot of those illusions will dissipate. Listen, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for coming and listening to me. That means the world plus more to me. I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Your girl is back. Back on motherfucking track. Okay. I want you guys to have a beautiful week. I want you guys to appreciate where you are right now on your life's journey, because where you are is where you will be destined to go. All right. We there. We got you. Peace and love.
If no one has told you this today, let's be honest, appreciate you. See you next week for some more Self-Help Wednesday love. Oh.